We need help. We need immediate help. It's very red. I can see it. I need to get my kids out of here.
You need to evacuate yourself. Do it now.
When I opened my door, it was like yellow. All yellow with smoke.
The fire is heading west and it's spreading quickly.
People was like shocked, crying, running everywhere.
On the night of October 8th, 2017, a fast-moving wildfire in Northern California killed 22 people. The Tubbs Fire burned tens of thousands of acres of land and more than 5,000 structures.
Most of us were all seasoned dispatchers. Every window we looked out of was surrounded in fire. What I was hearing on the other end was complete chaos. So if I can't send everybody help, what can I do? I can prepare them to help themselves.
I'm Chriselle Pillay. Rose Adietta and I are your hosts for But Next Time, a podcast about the ways people tap into their resilience and organizing strength when catastrophe hits.
I'm Rose. Chriselle and I met through a network of grassroots advocates working on issues of racial justice, housing, and land. For years, she and I have been on the front lines of crises that have threatened our communities in Texas and California.
When it rains, it pours through my living room windows, my kids' window.
The mold is deep inside of the walls and people are extremely sick. Years later, they still have not repaired a lot of these homes.
My three babies, two of them have severe asthma. They can't breathe.
Since Hurricane Harvey nearly drowned Houston in 2017, I've been with the Home Coalition, collaborating with people in my city who want to make Houston stronger and more equitable.
And I've been working with Just Cause Causa Justa in San Francisco and Oakland, where renters have organized to prevent displacement in two of the most unaffordable cities in the U.S.
Rose and I came together to find and share stories that could help our communities in these uncertain times.
A lot of the tenants did not understand their rights.
She has started to help organize the women that are in this apartment complex.
And for over a year now, we've had a lawsuit going. We've been begging.
There's never a time where you can't use your voice. Your voice is your freedom.
Over the course of this series, we'll meet activists and organizers committed to building justice and a sustainable future, even as they deal with wildfires, earthquakes, flooding, and a pandemic. Join us for But Next Time, wherever you get your podcasts.